Governor Kathy Hochul says New Yorkers need a break from illegal immigration while giving welfare to illegal aliens. By John Binder on February 22, 2024. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D, says New Yorkers need a break from illegal immigration as her administration opens welfare to border crossers and illegal aliens arriving in the sanctuary state. During an interview on MSNBC this week, Hochul said the arrival of nearly 200,000 border crossers and illegal aliens to New York since the spring of 2022 has overwhelmed and strained public resources, suggesting more arrivals ought to be shut out to give New Yorkers a break. "We have been so affected. I mean, 175,000 migrants who came here," Hochul said. "They came here for a better life, they came here for a job, but our city and its resources are absolutely overwhelmed. We need a break. I'm working to get people jobs. They're here, I'm going to make them work and get them jobs. But until then, we need some relief at the border," emphasis added. Hochul's comments come as her administration has reportedly quietly opened a little-known welfare program to potentially thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens in New York, the New York Post reported. The Hochul administration is quietly using taxpayer dollars to give cash payments to thousands of migrants who don't qualify for typical welfare assistance, the Post has learned. Emphasis added. The cash windfall was made possible by the State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance modifying its Safety Net Assistance SNA program's eligibility rules in May to include non-citizens with pending applications for legal asylum status. Emphasis added. With more than 173,000 migrants coming to the Big Apple since spring 2022, if only 10% of migrants here are eligible for SNA payments, the number of recipients could exceed 17,000 in NYC alone. Emphasis added. Similarly, for years now, Hochul has championed illegal immigration to New York by often parroting talking points from the United States Chamber of Commerce suggesting that new arrivals should fill low-wage jobs in the state's workforce. Late last year, Hochul announced a state program to get thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens into New York jobs. At the same time, Hochul has sought a massive billion-dollar bailout from President Joe Biden's administration whereby American taxpayers would foot the bill for border crossers and illegal aliens in New York to secure jobs, healthcare services, housing vouchers, and free public transit. In lockstep with Hochul, Wall Street's biggest firms, like BlackRock, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Goldman Sachs, as well as pharmaceutical corporations like Pfizer, threw their support behind the bailout. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.